are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Hello, beautiful people. I have great news for you today. There is no condemnation on you. We continue the In Him meditations from Romans chapter 8 verse 1, and we'll be meditating from the New King James Version. So let's begin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let's take it one more time. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You know, this is a good place for us to personalize the scripture and begin meditating it. There is therefore now no condemnation on me who is in Christ Jesus. I do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. We take it one more time. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who is in Christ Jesus. I do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Today, I feel very strongly in my heart that the way the meditation would go is we just keep saying what the scripture has said. We just keep repeating what the scripture has said. I believe as we keep saying the same scripture, the power of God will be working in our minds and in our bodies and in our hearts to bring out great results. So let's say it one more time, and let's say it some more. There is therefore now no condemnation on me, because I am in Christ Jesus. I do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who is in Christ Jesus. I do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who is in Christ Jesus. I do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who is in Christ Jesus. I do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let's say it one more time. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who is in Christ Jesus. I do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is no condemnation on me. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing that is judging me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing accusing me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, where are my accusers? They are gone. It is Christ that died. It is Christ that was raised. And it's the same Christ Jesus that has justified me, that has looked at me and said, "You are my beloved. There's no condemnation in you. Nothing can condemn you, because you do not walk under the flesh. You're walking according to my spirit. Oh, I can never be condemned. There is no condemnation on me. My sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. All my sins, past, present, future, they are forgiven. There is no condemnation on me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." Let me show you something about condemnation. You know that thing that is always resounding, reminding you of your faults, reminding you of your mistakes, reminding you of decisions you didn't take right, reminding you of all those things you did not do right, reminding you of how your life could have been better if you didn't do A, B, or C, and then reminding you of how you can't even go far because of all of these things you have done. I have good news for you. There is no condemnation on you. Your past cannot be the decision maker for your future. Blood was shed for you. The blood of Jesus has come. It has already been poured out. It has washed away your sins. That is why we have been free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death simply is that in this world, sin has come into this world, and whatever sin touches, it will produce death out of it. So, condemnation is simply that thing that reminds, brings back your sin so that it can activate death. But the moment the Bible says there's no condemnation on me, it means sin cannot speak because blood is speaking. Death cannot work because life is walking. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, let's say that into our own lives personally. In the name of Jesus, in my life, sin cannot speak because blood is speaking. Death cannot work because life is working. In my family, in my business, in my career, in my work, in my own personal life, even on my mind, in my conscience, in my feelings, in my emotions, I declare this day, sin cannot speak because blood is speaking for me. The blood of Jesus is speaking for me. Therefore, sin cannot speak. Death cannot be at work in my bodies, in my members, in my career, in everything about me, because life is walking here. And I have good news for you. Life is walking over time. Yeah. Because Jesus said, "I have come that you would have life and have it more abundantly." Lord, you have come already. I have life. I have it more abundantly. I have life. I have it more abundantly. I have the abundant life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have the abundant life. I cannot be condemned. I have the abundant life. I can never be condemned. Concerning my family, I speak over them. They have the abundant life. They cannot be condemned. Concerning my children, I speak over them. They have the abundant life. They cannot be condemned. Concerning my work, I speak over my work. The abundant life is working there, and there cannot be any condemnation at my work. Concerning my friends, the abundant life is working in their lives, and they cannot be condemned. Oh, my mind. The abundant life is working in my mind. I cannot be condemned. No thoughts of condemnation. There is now, therefore, no condemnation on me, because I'm in Christ Jesus. Because the abundant life is at work in me. Because blood has been shed for me. Blood has been shed for me. Because my sins have been forgiven. The abundant life is at work in me. The abundant life is at work in me. My sins are forgiven. The abundant life is at work in me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. It has made me free. And just like the Bible says, for who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Jesus, you have set me free. I am free indeed. Jesus, you have set me free, and I am free indeed. Jesus, you have set me free, and I am free indeed. There is no bondage. There is no condemnation. There is no sense of guilt, fear, lack, bondage, fear. The yoke has been broken. Jesus, you have set me free, and I am free indeed. Jesus, you have set me free, and I am free indeed. I'm seeing people set free from yokes, from bondages, from guilts of the past, from lies of Satan, from situations of their past, things that they have been holding and saying, oh, it is because of this that my life has gone this particular way. How could I ever forgive myself? You know, those lying thoughts that come in when you don't know what to do anymore. I've come with good news for you. Jesus has set you free, and in the name of Jesus Christ, you are free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare over your life, you are free indeed. Now take your freedom and live life, and live it to the fullest. In the name of Jesus.
You've been listening to Sense Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.